Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. So as the landscape of the coronavirus pandemic continues to change, much like it has over this more than a year now that we've been dealing with this, what is the current recommendation for the potential for a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccinations, and what kinds of people might get those?
Only a small segment of folks are recommended by the CDC to get a booster dose. These people are those who have immune systems that are not working properly because of health issues such as cancer treatment, receiving an organ transplant or stem cell transplant, or other disease. You should talk to your health care provider before getting a booster dose. The why on a booster is that studies are indicating that some immune-compromised people don't build the same level of immunity after vaccination the way most people do, and may benefit from an additional dose of COVID vaccine to ensure adequate protection. Fully vaccinated people with a healthy immune system do not need any additional doses at this time. However, anyone who has not received both of their doses of Pfizer or Moderna or a single dose of Johnson & Johnson is strongly urged to get vaccinated now.
Now, as the coronavirus pandemic has kind of changed, like we mentioned, it's been changing over this period of time that we've been in this pandemic. Now, a lot of the questions about who can be infected and show symptoms, a lot of times people ask the question of children, if they can become infected and get to that point where they may need to be hospitalized. So is that something that public health officials and hospitals are seeing?
In a word, yes. Children under age 12 cannot get vaccinated at this point. So if the people around them refuse to be vaccinated, children will continue to get sick. Additionally, pregnant women and those recently pregnant are more likely to get severely ill if they get COVID-19. Talk to your OB clinic about getting vaccinated.
Recently, the CDC has been putting out a transmission map for your area, your state, and there is a CDC COVID transmission map here for the state of Iowa that people can look at to see what's going on in their county. Now, in relation to Dallas County, you know, right now, what does that transmission map look like for Dallas County? And has it been upgraded to a high transmission level, or where's that sitting at?
Yes, Dallas County's rate of new infections is considered high. Health officials are asking that anyone with a known exposure to someone suspected or confirmed with COVID themselves get tested 3 to 5 days after that exposure, even if they're not feeling any symptoms. Free test kits are available for pickup at the Dallas County Health Department. It's very important that while you are waiting for the results of your test, that you quarantine to stop potential spread. And by the way, with the release of the 2020 census population data, it may appear at first glance, Dallas County is going in the wrong direction with vaccination rates. That is not the case. With the great increase in sheer population from 2010 to 2020, our local percentages of COVID look a little different. So you heard it here first.
Now, kind of in terms of that, looking at vaccinations, you know, as the current public health push is for people to get out and get vaccinated, as the Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to infect people here in Iowa, what do vaccinations look like here in Iowa? Are they slowing down? Are they picking up? Or where are we sitting at?
We've had a slight uptick in the number that we're giving here at the Dallas County Health Department. The vaccines are free and they're widely available across the area. So come and get them.
The current pace of cases here in the state of Iowa is trending upward as public health officials again are trying to encourage people to get vaccinated. Now, with those current pace of cases here in Iowa and as schools are back in session, what might school look like if the rate of coronavirus cases continues to go upward?
Well, we're recommending that when you take your middle school and high school students in to get their sports physicals, their annual checkups, please, please have them vaccinated if they're age 12 and over. That's very important, because that very fact of having many, many students vaccinated against COVID-19 will drive down the likelihood of schools needing to close from high absentee rates, as happens sometimes with a bad flu season. So we're really advocating for people to consider having their students get vaccinated, and certainly all teaching staff and support staff at schools can play a role in that.
Now, the Dallas County Hospital has shared a collaboration event with Dallas County Health that's going to be coming up here on August 25th. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what that event is going to be?
Yes, this is a success story of collaboration between the Polk and Dallas County Health Departments, Mercy One, and Dallas County Hospital. Free testing will be available for HIV and sexually transmitted diseases on August 25th. As we discussed during this program previously, there has unfortunately been a surge of sexually transmitted disease in our community. So please come to the Dallas County Hospital on August 25th between 2 and 6 p.m. for a free and confidential test. You'll use the main entrance to the hospital and go downstairs to the community room. The only way we'll reduce the number of STD cases in our communities is to identify and treat anyone who is infected.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.